As President Donald Trump has been putting pressure on Mexico to slow down the flow of migrants reaching the border, Mexican authorities are containing hundreds of people in the southern part of that country. Senior field correspondent Jorge Valencia is reporting from Mexico's border with Central America this week, and he joins us. Jorge, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Jorge, I can hear the background noise just like I did a couple of days ago. Where are you right now?
Yeah. Well, right now I am in the central square of the city that's closest to the border. The name of the city is Tapachula. It's a small city. It's about 300,000 people. And the reason why I'm in the Central Park is because there are dozens, hundreds of people here, migrants who've been waiting for weeks here. In fact, I'm right next to an amphitheater where people, women, children, men, have slept last night and where they have been sleeping for weeks now.
And where have these migrants, these travelers, these folks come from?
Here where I am right now, for the most part, they come from Honduras. And in fact, the bulk of migrants coming through Mexico trying to reach the U.S. are coming from Honduras. There are also people from Cuba, from Haiti, and even as far as Bangladesh.
And now, Jorge, the people who are in the crowds, specifically where you're at now, why are they there?
Here, the type of story that you hear over and over again is people fleeing from violence in their neighborhoods, fleeing violent gangs. People who say that they were close to starving to death, who are looking for any kind of economic opportunity, for any kind of job anywhere. And also there are many of the people who are here from other countries, from Cuba, particularly there. They say that they're fleeing political persecution. And they've been here for quite some time. They're starting to get frustrated that they can't get through, or that they don't have any certainty about whether they're going to get through or they're going to get sent back. I was at a rally of, for the most part, Cuban migrants, and there was a Mexican activist. His name is Luis Villagrán, and I just want to play a little bit of that scene.
Vamos a demostrarles al mundo que podemos ordenadamente migrar. ¡Paso libre!
¡Libertad!
¡Libertad! ¡Libertad! ¡Libertad!
What you heard just there was Villagrán telling them that they should show the Mexico and they should show the world that they can migrate orderly. He's suggesting that they pay for bus rides to get to Mexico City and maybe try to get the permits there. And in response, what the crowd is basically just chanting freedom, freedom, freedom.
Jorge, when our conversation first started, I referred to President Trump putting pressure on Mexico. Is that in part at least why the Mexican government isn't allowing these folks through, or is there more to it?
It certainly seems like it. Around the same time that people started being held up here was roughly around the same time, 6 weeks ago, give or take, that President Trump began renewing pressure on the Mexican government. This is something he's been saying, to stop migrants from reaching the U.S. border. So the official word from Mexico is that they are going to give they're going to give migrants humane treatment and that they will give them a humanitarian visa so they can legally and safely cross through Mexico. But in practice, what we're seeing is people getting stranded here, and the Mexican government, the only thing they'll say is, well, there's just a large volume of people and we can't process them quickly enough. But also nobody is getting through. The only people who are leaving are people who are voluntarily returning to whatever their country of origin is.
Well, so if these aren't humane conditions, how would you describe the conditions?
Let me give you an example. About 2 hours north of here by car, there is a small, small town called Mapastepec. Their immigration officials have a few hundred migrants at a facility there. They're giving them some shelter, water, some food. Outside of that, there is a soccer field where people who got there after that first group are waiting. And it is literally just a soccer field where people are sleeping. I want to introduce you to a man named Ariel Guerra. He's 33 years old. He's from Cuba. This is how he describes his conditions.
Yo lo que veo es un potrero con animales dentro. Nosotros no somos seres humanos, me parece.
The words that Guerra is using somewhat translate to, this is a pigsty. And not even animals would live in conditions like the ones that we're in. So I want to introduce you to somebody else. This is a young woman. She's 18 years old. She's from Honduras. Her name is Giselle Fuentes. She, her father, and her brother, like most of the people there, are sleeping out on the field, the only thing separating them from the grass is cardboard that they collected from neighbors. And this is what she has to say about the conditions that they're in.
Yo creo de que uno por llegar al por el sueño americano haría lo que sea.
Fuentes is saying that she is pursuing the American dream, and she says that she will do anything to achieve the American dream, and what that for her looks like is merely reaching the U.S. border.
And Jorge, finally, is there any way to know, based on the point you're at now, what's going to happen to these people?
It's really difficult to be able to say, because immigration authorities have been telling people for weeks that they're going to process their applications either tomorrow or in a couple of days or next week. But they've been saying the same thing for almost a month now. And the only thing that I can tell you for sure is that I've received a couple of messages from the small town that is directly on the border from the mayor's office. And they told me that another caravan arrived across the border overnight, and they're already making their way here right now.
That is Jorge Valencia of KJZ's East Mexico City Bureau. He is reporting live from Mexico's border with Central America this week. Jorge, thanks so much for the reporting.
You're welcome, Steve.